learning aerobatics from someone who didn't live long enough to teach you. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Last week, we brought you the story of how Matt Youngkin was able to recover and learn to fly the Beech 18 twin flown in air shows by his famous father, the late Bobby Youngkin. But there's another half to this story, how Matt learned to duplicate his father's air show routine. We'll hear about that today. We first have to stress that Matt doesn't recommend this method for anyone else wanting to learn aerobatics.
Because Dad and I never really did a lot of discussing about how to fly this airplane, I had to basically take a lot of old air show footage of him and sit down and just watch it on the television. I had a calculator and a stopwatch, and I would push play on the VCR and time, like, for example, from brake release to when Dad first pitched up to do the roll-on takeoff in the Twin Beach. You know, I figured out how long that took. My sister, who had still had a lot of the air show contacts, called a couple of shows that he had performed at previously and gotten the fuel bills and found out how much smoke oil he used during each performance. So we basically learned how the airplane was configured, how much it weighed, and where the smoke oil and the fuel was on board the airplane. We were able to duplicate its weight and balance, so to speak. And so based on the calculations I had, I lined the airplane up on the runway with the same amount of fuel and smoke oil in it that I found out that Dad was using previously, ran the throttles up, started the stopwatch, and pulled the gear up at the same point, or retracted the gear at the same point on the stopwatch that he had on the video, looked at the airspeed indicator and made a note, and then when I got to my target time for the entry for the roll-on takeoff, I stopped the watch and looked at the airspeed indicator, and I had my target airspeed to do the roll-on takeoff. And I applied these principles to every other maneuver that the airplane did. I figured out how fast it accelerated and roughly how much altitude it took based on the time and the climb angle that it took to do a lot of these maneuvers. I ran a lot of experiments in the airplane, but I never had the nerve to, you know, pull it over the top of a loop or a Cubanate or anything like that. I was still working up to that, but I just took it one step at a time. In June of 2006, Father's Day weekend was our local air show at Fayetteville, Arkansas. My dad had and Jim Franklin both had performed there the previous year on that same weekend. And as the ultimate Father's Day present, I got on the phone and I called up three other people I knew that had access to Beech 18s, and we did an all Beech 18 missing man formation for my dad at that show. And then I performed in the Travelair and the Decathlon as well. Well, after the show, I had a little bit of extra fuel and I was taking the Beech back over to Siloam Springs where it lives. And I climbed up high and I thought, well, I've been putting this off. I might as well give it a shot. I ran the throttles up and pitched the nose down and I got my entry speed for the loop. That was the first maneuver I did. Anyway, I pulled the airplane over on its back, did a loop, and it worked. And I came out of the loop and immediately did a half Cubanate turnaround, and it worked. And so I did the other half of the Cubanate turnaround, and it worked. And then I did a 4-point roll and an 8-point roll, and then did two rolls to the left and one to the right, and then did another loop just for good measure. And I was so excited, I was shaking so bad, I didn't know if I was going to be able to land the airplane. Because all this stuff that I had been working on in my mind, but hadn't actually gone out and done, I was able to do in one flight. And at that point, I knew that this was something I could do. Now the hard part comes. Like I was explaining earlier, when you're out doing aerobatics up high for fun, you don't have to worry about any kind of airspace that you're consuming or, you know, vertical limits or anything like that. Well, now I had to figure out how to do all those maneuvers and start and stop them at the same altitude or maybe just a little bit higher for safety measure, and then figure out how to keep that confined in a very small area as if you were doing an air show. If I started a pull, by the time I got the nose far enough above the horizon to roll the airplane around safely without it falling through the backside, I found that I was recovering right side up again after the maneuver, you know, 200 and 300 feet above the ground. It works up high, so I took it down, and I'd mentioned to my sister, who had been on the radio the entire time, you know, telling me what looked good, what didn't, and watching the airplane for any obvious mechanical problems. I told her I was thinking about doing a roll-on takeoff. And she said, now we discussed that. You're not doing that yet. This isn't a, you know, a decathlon or something, you know, simple. This is, there's an art to this, and you don't have enough experience. Well, so I said, so, okay, I agree with you. So I simulated a roll-on takeoff. I would get my entry speed, pitch the nose up, roll 90 degrees, and then hold it, let the nose fall through the horizon, and roll right side up. And I did that a couple of times, and all the numbers still sort of worked. So I think the third time I was that I set out to do this performance, I went ahead and rolled it all the way around. And having done that, I was now able to do the entire Twin Beach performance. And when I finished that particular practice session, Kyle came up to me and said that performance was good enough to go to Sun and Fun with, which was going to be our big premiere. We ended up going down there, and the beach was a huge success. Everybody just loved it. The music that we paired with the act was designed to be very much a tribute, and yeah, I was told there wasn't a dry eye in the house, because most of the people that were down there, most of them had seen the Beach 18 perform before when my dad was flying it, and so it brought back a lot of memories, and people really, you know, were taken by it. And the ones that had never seen it fly before were just blown away with it, you know, because it doesn't look like it ought to be able to do that stuff. And that's kind of where we went.
So, you think you want to fly aerobatics in a Beach 18? Matt has some tips for you after the break. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WASP GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're going to fly in the soup, you got to have an opener. Garmin WASP GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. Matt Youngkin reconstructed his late father's airshow routine in the Beach 18 in forensic fashion. He left us with some comments on what's special about doing aerobatics in that big twin.
This particular airplane, there's a learning curve to it. It's not near as hard on you as an individual to fly it, because the airplane itself is limited as far as the G loading that it can sustain, because it is a transport airplane and it's not designed for aerobatic flight. But it's like riding a bicycle. Once you've got it, you've got it. And you know, the laws of doing an air show in this airplane, they're the same all day long, every day of the week. The cockpit in this airplane is somewhat busy when you're flying the routine, because not only are you having to be very careful not to overstress the airplane when you're doing the maneuvers, the airplane is kind of blind out the top. Like when you're pulling it over on its back or you're setting up for a repositioning turn, you cannot see through the roof of the airplane, so to speak. And so you kind of have to take one last look over your shoulder at where the airport was, do your turnaround, and plan on coming out where you think the airport's going to be based on the wind and the airspeed, or the how fast the airplane's moving and all that. And if you're wrong, it's real easy to just grab that yoke and pull real hard and horse it back around to where it should be, but you have to stop and think a minute, because if you do that, you could bend the airplane. You've got two engines that you're having to take care of, and in this particular airplane, the throttles and the propeller controls walk on their own. You know, the vibration, they either move back and forth, and every time you're setting up for a new maneuver, you have to take one last look to make sure your manifold pressure hasn't backed off so you don't have the energy available, or it's overboosting the engine and you have to pull it back. It's a challenge to pull off a good performance in this particular airplane, and the challenge is part of what's so intriguing about it. It's just a lot of fun, and it's a privilege to get to perform for people who really appreciate it.
Matt recently suffered an arm injury and an emergency dead stick landing, but the family says he's expected to fully recover in time for the 2010 airshow season. Find more information on Matt's career at www.youngkinair.com. That's youngkinair.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.